Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome, everyone. I think we're on live now. I think we were running a few seconds late here. We got to get our clock synchronized a little bit better, but once again, this is Thomas Watson here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We're in the corner room with the Clay County Corner, as we are every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Got Mayor Dale Reagan. He's already here this morning, so he's ahead of schedule, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about what's going on in the county and some of the things that going on. And like I said, we've got some news on the school board thing. We've got to talk about it for a few minutes, and we had the county court meeting Monday night, and we've just got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to talk about today. I think he's going to stay with us till they run us off today.
Till you run me out of here.
And I've also got some local news here, but like I said, we want to welcome you in here. As always, we're on WVFB FM 101.5. Kicks Country, and we do this quite regularly every week, and we try to have some interesting folks on, and had a good show last week. We had Kevin Dawson on last week, who substituted and gave me a few minutes off and let me catch my breath. I'd been on for a long time in a row, and I want to thank him and his guests that were here last week, and I believe he changes his schedule. Representative Kelly Keeson is going to be down with us next Thursday to talk about the just completed legislative session down in Nashville. So he'll fill us in on some of the things going on at the state legislature that will affect our region here and all the folks here in the state. And let's say we've got some announcements this morning. We have baseball and softball over at the high school. The district tournaments are just getting cranked up. I think our boys play tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock at home against Pickett County with a 6 o'clock game. And we want to congratulate our girls, who are once again the conference district champions with a 7-1 record. And they're going in, of course, seeded number one in the tournament. And that tournament will begin for them next Monday down at Jackson County at 5 o'clock. And we want to remind everyone to come out and support those. Like I said, our girls were the regular season conference champs. Both these are very exciting athletic events to watch, and really need to get out and support them. And let's see, also coming up this weekend, got the Cumberland Run here around the square, and we're hoping to have a big crowd for that. We've got some free T-shirts to give away to the participants, we have a dash plaque courtesy of O'Reilly's up in Tompkinsville. I'd like to thank Adam for that. And also we have a bunch of Street Rod Life magazines to give away. The folks that publish those from out in Memphis, they sent us some boxes of free magazines, a real, real nice, glossy automotive magazine. They sent us a bunch of those to give away, and we'll have door prizes and all that kind of stuff going on. And we're going to start that at about 3 o'clock and start parking folks here around the square. And we'll go till everyone gets tired and starts going home, which is usually around 6:30, 7 o'clock. And, of course, there's no admission of any kind. You just come sign in, and we'll take care of you. The first 100, we'll guarantee them a shirt. We have a few more than that. But we guarantee the first 100 people that come in will get a free T-shirt. So remind everyone that's coming up this Saturday.
The weather should be nice. Going to be nice.
Looks like it's going to be a perfect weekend for these things.
Yeah.
So, and we've got our birthday and anniversary club today. And I want to, before we get to that, I'd like to apologize. I think we had some kind of type of technical difficulty on the answering machine. And if you called this past week and the person you called in for's name's not mentioned, if you'll give us a call back, we'll do a belated next week and put them in the drawing. But I think a lot of folks that called the answering machine got a tremendous screech in their ear when it came on. We were getting some kind of problem, some feedback or something on that thing, and We did manage to decipher a couple of three names that we'll act, and we had some folks call in this morning, so we did wind up with a good, pretty good number of folks celebrating today, but I know we missed some because when I played the answering machine back, I got to listen to that big screech that you did. So so if you got that and we don't mention your name today, call us back again at 243-5574. Okay, now before we get started any further, we'll take a little short break, get in some words from our sponsors, and then we'll be back and what's going on here with the county government in just a few minutes.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
School may be out for the day, but that doesn't mean the learning has to stop. This is Stephanie Winkler, president of the Kentucky Education Association. Student success depends on learning in and out of the classroom. So after that school bell rings, practice math on the way home with your child. Talk about the latest news and take time to read together every night. Student success is a team effort.
A message from the Kentucky Education Association.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here at the corner, watching the traffic go by, and occasionally you may hear a big truck come through, and I think they finally got the GPS straightened out, maybe where they're not trying to circle the square here and make the corner down, back down, get back on Highway 52 and knock the sides out of our buildings and do three things like that, but I think they finally got that straightened out on the GPS. The old veteran drivers, they knew better, but apparently there's a lot of new drivers behind the wheels of these big 18-wheelers that come through here, and they don't know you take a right at the first stop sign in Salina. You better go on down to the next one.
There is. There's a lot of new ones that's coming through.
Thank goodness. I mean, it looks like we're getting a bunch of stuff going. While we're on that real quick, let's look at that just a second before we get into the county business. We've got, a Jiffy Lube that's in the process. I've heard that rumor. It's a Jiffy Lube out here on
next to the Chamber of Commerce.
Next to the Chamber of Commerce. Look like they're working on that this morning. We've got the Express Mart out in Moss going in beside the new dollar store out there. So we got some stuff going on there. And of course, we just recently moved the Dollar General down closer to town.
And I think the one that's going in out in Moss, talked with the guys out there not too long ago, and of course, they'd be having, fuel out there for diesels and gasolines and stuff, and I think they're going to fix an island-type thing to where the trucks can be accessed to that, and that'll be a great help, as well as I believe they're going to do some hot lunches and stuff like that as well. So I know I know all the guys out there around Honest Abe and all the folks that works for the head equipment and all that will be tickled to death to hear that and everything.
Yeah, I know it, of course, that we have the barbecue on weekends, but
exactly.
You know, up until about Thursday, it's hard to find even a bologna sandwich out there anymore since William is shut down and we've lost the bologna sandwiches. And
yeah.
So that'll be a welcome addition there also. So looked like if we got any other new businesses in the area. Did I see a ribbon cutting out on P Ridge for new owners out there?
Out there at the I always called it the Watson Market there at where you turn to go to Holly Creek. That's under new management now, and they're opened up and had a ribbon cutting down here at under the bridge for Larissa and all the folks down there that they've took on a new line of furniture. And it looks real good. If you've not had the opportunity to go down there, and if you have any furniture need whatsoever, go down there and visit them because they've got some real nice stuff in there.
Yeah, I know. I went in there yesterday and I walked in, and I'm in the wrong building here.
Yeah.
But it looks like they've sharpened up stuff in there.
They have.
So, you know, hopefully we're on an upturn now. Okay, I think we had this past week, we had the regularly scheduled county commissioners meeting.
We did.
Was there for us?
Well, we got, I'll go over the agenda that the county commission voted on Monday night, and like you said, Thomas, we come into order at 6:30 at the government complex down there in the courtroom, and they had three notaries that they took in consideration and voted on and approved, and Lori Ledbetter, Amanda Strode, and Deborah Lynn Todd Dodd, and had a couple of motions. They always approve their planning minutes that they have the week before, and as well as the motion to accept the trustee's report. Trustee always gives a quarterly report to the county commission of the revenues and stuff that comes into the county.
Let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
You know, we're all the time hearing rumors about folks getting more money than they're supposed to get. And how many actually check stops are there in our system here in the county where it's practically impossible for anyone to anymore with the bookkeeping system we have? One of our local offices writes a check.
Mm-hmm.
How many checks, how many tests are there on that check before it actually makes it officially through the system?
Well, there's a lot of checks and balances, and that's for sure that goes on now. And any fee office that collects money from whatever it may be, if it's a clerk's office collecting money from fines, the county clerk, where she collects money, you know, whenever you renew your license and
right.
stuff like that. And that's considered a fee office. And even in my office, Lisa down there, she collects funds for the solid waste department. If you rent a dumpster, and that's where you go to pay your fees. And all fee offices down there has to make an account for what they receive on a receipt book. And that has to be turned over to the trustee no later than 3 days. So by comptrollers, they're looking at that pretty close, you know, and everything. And even our park director, when he collects fees, you know, when you rent the park and all that, and he has a three-day period that he has to turn those fees over to the trustee. So the trustee's office is our bank, and there's a lot of eyes watching just about everything anymore, and that's one of the things that was passed into law several years ago, but the comptroller's office now is really getting strict on internal control on all of your county offices, especially those that are fee offices, and each office has to have an account of internal control, and after this year, it's going to be a finding if we don't have that in place. So all offices are working real hard to get that in place. We attended a training session back in, I think it's in February, Donna and myself and Susan, one of the clerks down there, and we went together and at a training in Cookeville, and the other clerks and the sheriff and all of them went another day. Well, the sheriff was over there that afternoon. His staff came in that afternoon. So Ben Rogers with CTAS is working with us to try to get all that in place. You have your checks and balances, and that debt management policy or ethics policy and all that stuff. You know, it's just got to be in place. And when the auditor comes around every year, and they definitely are here every year. It seems like they're here 8 months out of a year, and so watching everything. So it's to me, I'm not saying it's not impossible, but I'm just saying for me it would be impossible for stuff to not be found. If it's anything, it's not being done right. I can't imagine. You hear about it all the time, but I can't imagine why anyone would even want to try to take a chance doing that.
It seems like if some disreputable employee somewhere or another does attempt to do something, usually within no more than 3 months they're caught, aren't they?
They are. I mean, it'll show up. It'll show up.
There's really no way to hide things anymore. And what about the old petty cash thing? Is that still?
You don't see much of that at all.
An office would be allowed to keep just a small amount of cash on hand for some kind of emergency or something.
Everybody's got their budget, and in those budgets, you allow some funding in there, but it has to be approved. And I know that sometimes it makes it kind of difficult, if you want to run up to the dollar store or the grocery store or something and get something. But, it has to be accountable for. And so everybody has to bring a receipt back, and someone has to sign off on that receipt before my office. If it's something pertaining to the county general government, the highways, they do their own.
Yeah.
School does their own. But the county general comes through my office, and unless you present, if you don't present a accurate, and you know this because you've been there too, you brought stuff, if you don't present an accurate invoice and it's signed off on, you're not going to get a check wrote, and that bill's not going to get paid. And because it's got to be three different sets of, in my office, two to three different sets of eyes is watching stuff.
Okay, and that's... And this bookkeeping, it applies to any county organization that receives funds from the state or county or whatever. Any volunteer group that helps, that raises money for them and all these kind of things. These are all, they have to be run through the county books now, don't they? I mean,
they have, and we're so blessed with our volunteer services that we have here in the county, and of course, I'm speaking a little bit, I guess because I've been in the Forest Service for many years, and we're very blessed with those that step up to the plate and volunteer their time to help protect the citizens of this county. And sometimes I think they put too much restrictions on that, but they have passed a law now that your volunteer fire departments has to file their annual report to the comptroller's office. So they have to do their budget now, and that has to go to the comptroller's office by December the 3rd. So even with your volunteer departments and stuff now, they're watching over. And that being said, there's nothing wrong with that, because sometimes, one bad apple spoils the whole basket, and that's what's happened. We've had a few out in the state, not around here as far as that goes, to any extreme. But there has been, some stuff that's went on, and that's what kicked off this new bill that come through, that that they have to do that now through the volunteer fire service.
I know, and you've been in the volunteer fire business for a long, long time. And has there ever been any discussion of a county-wide supervisor volunteer that would do it voluntarily or for a small fee or something that would kind of help all of the fire departments make them aware of the things they need to be aware of? I mean, are there training sessions for the fire chiefs where all the county chiefs get together and they discuss problems and things they'd like to see improved?
There is. There's been a county fire chiefs association I've not been to one in some time, but we used to even have a local one that we'd get together once a month at different fire stations. And it was real good, because each fire department would know, give an opportunity to see what equipment each one had, and just kind of sit down and just kind of get familiar with some of those that you've never had the opportunity to sit down and talk with.
Okay, let's take a little short break.
Okay.
And come and get back on track again. We wander off too much sometimes.
Oh, that's fine.
But thanks for that explanation. I know a lot of folks, some information that they'd like, they enjoy hearing and that they need to know.
Sure.
But right now we'll take a little short break and we'll be back and get back to county business again.
Okay, all right.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we welcome you in. As usual, we're coming to you live and in living color here on your radio dial, which happens to be 101.5 WVFB FM, Kicks Country. And we do this every Thursday morning, and I've got Mayor Dale Reagan here with me this morning. We kind of wandered off a few minutes from this past week's meeting, but we'll get back on track here just in a second. But I do have a couple more announcements here, and one from Rick Buford with the American Legion, with the veterans book they're putting together. And I received this email from him, and he said that they need some information on veterans who lost their lives during World War I and World War II. They have some names, but they don't have any information other than the name. And if, listen carefully, and if you hear a name that sounds familiar to you and that you know someone who might be a relative of any of these folks that can get them some information on them, first is a list of names from World War I. And beginning with Bedford S. Bean, John Cherry, Stone F. Cherry, Elmer Colson, Comer Cross, and Willie Kendall. If any of these names sound familiar to you, that might be one of your relatives, or you know of someone that might have some information on these folks, we have a number here that you can call, or an email. You can call Miss Melissa White over at the high school, and that number is 243-2340, or richbuford@gmail.com. Now, in World War II, we have a few more names there. Cecil Bullock, Willis Collins, Will H. Collins, Winfield Dale, J.B. Dennis, James R. Fitzgerald, Fred T. Garrett, James C. Lancaster, Isaac A. Mansfield, Noel G. P. Pitcock, John C. Smith, Willis D. Smith, and Sherman C. It's either Teeple or Teeples. And if you listen to these names, some of them are still familiar family names here in Clay County, but some of them are names that, you know, they may not have any direct relatives here in the county. So if any of these names sound familiar to you, get in contact either with Rich Buford or Miss Melissa White over at the high school if you have any information about them at all. And then also real quickly, I think this is on the station up at Tompkinsville, the announcement about the Salina High School class of 1976 holding its 40-year reunion. I think that's about the time I started teaching. I didn't know it that a long time ago. And they're going to hold a reunion at Diane Monroe's cabin at 251 Happy Valley Road out in the Pea Ridge community beginning at 4 p.m. And if you like information on that, you can call Diane at 931-243-3270, or they have a Facebook page for this Salina High School class of 1976. So we got those in. Mayor, well, let's talk about the meeting a little bit now.
Okay. We got down to the motions and resolutions. We had seven resolutions with one more motion that was made in, before the meeting adjourned. And the first resolution was a very honorable one. It was to honor Isabel Granny Garrett, and we did that at a certificate that we gave to her and her family, and her I think 100th birthday, I believe she's celebrating. And
if you've never met Miss Isabel, it's still not too late.
Yeah, she's still I've not had the opportunity to meet her, but I've heard a lot about her and everything, and she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. I read a little bit about the history on it, where that they originated from the Willow Grove area, and when the lake come up, that they had to migrate out, you know, like a lot of folks did. A lot of my family had to do that as well. And but she taught school for many, many years and done
she
a lot of
things. She was still substituting out at Allen's Elementary School at age 96 or 98,
really?
I believe.
Well, bless her heart. Well, we certainly want to wish her a happy, happy, and many to come. And she'll be getting a certified copy of the resolution signed by all the commissioners and certified by the clerk. And resolution number two was to request unclaimed balances of accounts remitted to the State Treasurer Unclaimed Property Act. And what that is, over the few years, you know, that there's monies that are sitting there that nobody has claimed. And they hold them for a period of time, and then we turn it over to the state, and the state holds them for 18 months. And then after 18 months, if nobody's claimed them, this money, then it gets turned back over to the county, and the county can take it and put it back into the general fund. A lot of these are, I know in my office, is jury checks and stuff. You know, we have a lot of folks that we do a lot of jury checks. Seems like when court's going on, I have a stack of checks that I have to sign, and I know a lot of them's $10, $11, $15, and stuff like that. But we have a lot of those checks out there that never gets cashed, and but they're still on the books. And we have to clear that up. And after a period of time, if after the attempts that Donna has made to people to try to get those cashed, and if we still can't get it done, then we turn it over to unclaimed property, goes to the state, that's down there, they do their thing to try to collect, contact these folks, and it stays there, I think, for about 18 months, and once that time frame is fulfilled, then that money can go into the general fund.
So these folks with $10 checks are causing about $500 worth of problems.
Cashy checks, I know, just cashy checks. And another resolution to approve budget amendment for the Clay County general purpose school fund, and this takes place about this time of the year. Whenever you're winding down the fiscal year, you'll see a lot of them, especially next month you'll see a bunch of them when you come into the end of the close of the fiscal year. And a resolution to approve, number four was a resolution to approve compensation for a delinquent tax attorney. Our trustee is the one that hires the tax attorney, and our local attorney, with our county attorney, Mr. Lacey, is the one that has been the tax attorney since I've been in office, and really, I guess he's been the one for Charlie's for many, many years. And And Charlie, our trustee, is the one that's his duty to do that. And then he chooses that person, he brings it before me, and then, of course, I approve it as well. But we were informed that the law had been changed a little bit, or there's in the statute that they had to be recognized by the county legislative body, and so we had to do a resolution this year, and probably, from the way I understand it, we'll have to do this resolution every year, approving the tax attorney. And the tax attorney is the one that every year on delinquent taxes and stuff, he has to do a research. He has to go and he has to file them and all that. So it puts a lot of time and effort into it, and a lot of times it could be to the point to where the taxes is not as much that it costs us more to send out the postage than it is what it costs us for the delinquent tax. But you have to have someone to do that, and you have to be a legal person to do that. And so that was resolution number four. Excuse me. Resolution number five was to approve submission of our litter grant, litter and trash collection grant that we always do every year for the solid waste department. And we've been very fortunate by the State of Tennessee Department of TDOT. We've always been fortunate enough to get that grant, and that helps our solid waste department quite a bit. And also the resolution number six was to update our occupational safety and health program plan, and that's something that we have to recognize, and if there's any updates or anything, we have to do them every 5 years. And we hopefully we got that took care of correctly, and Lisa has to send a copy of that down to the state. And we had a resolution number seven to approve a road name change from Sutton Road to Bray Hollow Road, and that was brought up through the 911 board to the county commission. 911 can, if you've got a road out there and you need it, if you want the road name changed, you go before the 911 board, and they're the ones that looks at that, and they have to write it in the paper and all that, and get everybody on that. I'm not for sure. I used to sit on the 911 board years ago, but I think the criteria is that everybody that lives on that road is going to be affected by it has pretty much got to agree to it. And then if 911 board approves it and recommends it onto the county court, the county court has to be the last one has a say to ratify what they do and everything on that.
Okay, with that, I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But we'll take a little short break, come back, and we'll give everyone the list of today's birthday and anniversary, folks, and then we'll talk a little bit more about that because there's a whole lot involved in a name change. But right now, let's take a little short break. We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We truly appreciate all of the sponsors we have on this show that make this possible. And speaking of sponsors, I'd like to thank, and I'll have a list of them here maybe the next time we come on, of all the folks that help sponsor the free T-shirt here for the Cumberland Run T-shirt. We have a listing, I think, of about 32 businesses and individuals that contribute to that shirt each year that allow us to give those away. And when I go out to car shows or just out in malls and places, I see our T-shirts showing up everywhere. So it's actually some pretty good advertisement that makes it out to a bunch of people that a lot of folks see. And we really appreciate, of course, anyone that helps do anything here in the county by any type of sponsorship, like our radio show or anything else that goes on. Most of these things we couldn't do without your help. And right now, let's talk about another sponsorship, and that is the sponsorship of a free cake every week. Free ice cream cake from out at the Dairy Queen. And we do that each week here. We have an answering machine here in the courthouse. And as I said earlier, it was a little bit on the blink earlier in the week. I think a lot of folks that called in got a big squeal in their ears. But we did manage to get some of them off. And also we had some folks that called in this morning. So we do have our birthday and anniversary folks. We have, I think this one was Bonnie Dixon. Now this is one I'm not real sure on. And also Mitchell Pennington. And Christine Strong called in Bobby Poole, who celebrated a birthday this past week. And she also called in, wanted to wish a happy birthday to her daughter, Lola Jean Dillon Falbush. And I'd like to take just a second and talk about her, but we'll go on and get the rest of our birthday folks here. Randall Gass, who celebrated this past week, Will Smith, and Harold Moss. And then also we had one anniversary, and that is Mike and Sherry Barlow. And Lola Jean is one of our treasures here that I think a lot of folks really don't know about. Lola Jean was a contract writer and a recording artist in Nashville for a number of years. And if you've ever listened to any of Loretta Lynn's stuff, you will hear some of her writing. I know one in particular that comes to my mind. I believe the title to it was When the Tingle Becomes a Chill, mm-hmm. which actually I think maybe became a number one on the country charts. And she's also remembered for another country classic that she and L.E. White did as a duet, and I think the name of it was You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly.
Yeah, ugly little darling.
And now I do know that Loretta's new album, I'm not sure if it's some of the older songs she's written or whether there's some newer things on there, but Loretta's new album does have some cuts on it from Miss Lola Jean.
I think you're right.
And if you want to hear some of her music, I think if you go on to YouTube and you type in Lola Jean or Lola Jean Dillon, you'll get some music back that she recorded. I don't know how many albums she recorded over the years as a single act and also then as a duet with L.E. White. But some of that will come up sometime when you're sitting around and wanting something to do. This would be a great thing to do.
And she can still sing. She can. Every year we try to have a little fundraiser out there at the Moss Fire Department and around the fall of the year. And year before last, she was out there and we got her up there and the guys wanted her to do some of the old country hits and stuff. And her sister Pauletta was there with her and they joined in and started singing. One of the boys in the fire department out there, it tickled him to death. He said, I can't believe, we have a legend sitting up here singing with us. So she can still sing and does a real good job.
Okay, before we took our break, we were talking about a name change. As you said, that just changing the name of a road, we say, hey, that ain't no big deal. We'll put new road signs up. But that, it involves a lot more than that, doesn't it, man?
It does. And you got to be careful when you do that because, like you said, it involves a lot of folks, a lot of residents that lives on that road. And a lot of times, a name of the road that you may be living on was took in consideration of a lot of sentimental issues and stuff. But pretty much all the folks that live on that road has a part into making that decision. And once they come and appear before the 911 board, and then they listen to their request, and if they decide it and vote that it's a legitimate thing, then they'll bring it on down before the county commission. And a lot of times you think, well, the county commission, if another board brings something before them, and they recommended it, it pretty well go through, with no problems. And most of the time it does, but I mean, if it's in the district of whatever the two commissioners live in, they ask questions too. They want to make sure that, that everybody is good with this and it's not going to cause a controversial thing, and once they once they're okay with it, the rest of the commissioners are pretty well good with it.
I know in this day of, you know, of electronic billing and magazine subscriptions,
oh, yeah,
and all those things, you know, those things are all in computer memory somewhere or another, and they just automatically send things out every month, and it's sometimes it's a big deal to get that changed, isn't it?
Well, that, and that being said, it is, and as well as your emergency services rely on,
right,
the name of that road.
They've got nowhere to go, haven't they?
And you can't, they're trying very hard not to get two roads named the same name, or close to the same name, because it can get very confusing. You could have, you know, one in the west end of the county and one in the east end of the county with something similar to the same name. And we certainly want to, if you need emergency services, we want to try our very best to get the people out there to you as quickly as we possibly can. But if those road names are so close, then they get confused about it, and that could be a problem. And that, a lot of things like that, you know, and yes, you're partial services that, you know, that has to deliver it, they rely on those road names as well.
And I know there are, like a road, there are, if it's named a road, there's supposed to be certain physical characteristics of that named road. Is a road supposed to have an inlet and an outlet?
If it's a lane, it's a dead end.
And the lane's a,
yeah,
dead end, and that type of thing. So,
yeah.
You've got to be careful on stuff like that, haven't you?
Right, yeah. Instead of just being, you know, Thomas Watson Road, it could be, if it's a dead end, it should be Thomas Watson Lane. And then everybody knows right off, you know, well, this is a dead end road. You know, I've not got an exit on this road, so I'm going to have to somewhere turn around and come back the same way I went in. So there's a whole lot to it. And but our folks on 911, they seem to are very conservative when it comes to that, and conscientious, and they do a good job.
Okay, now let's back to a little bit more serious business, and that is our school board reduction private act.
I think
that was passed, signed by the governor.
It was.
But there's still some questions about
it. There he is, and the private act was passed by the county commission in December to send down to the legislature to reduce the number of school board members from 10 back to 5. And which it was passed by the county commission and sent down to the legislature. And they, and our legislators, they carried the bill and went to the Senate with no opposition. But when it come back, we found some wording in it. As a young man brought it to my attention that when he, because it just got signed Friday, and I hadn't had a copy of it yet, but he went on the website and got it. And he was going over it and reading it, and he said, he brought it to my office, and he said, this don't look right. And he read it to me, and I said, it's not right. So we had a phone conference with Representative Keesman, Senator Beavers, and the attorneys at the legislature, and the wording's wrong. And so the state attorneys with the legislature was going to get in touch with our county attorney to see if, what could be worked out. Not sure at this point that anything can be changed at this point, because I know that the county commission won't ratify this because it's not correct. It's not right. And so it's possibly looking like that it's going to be next year before it'll go back before they've done out of session now. You know, the legislature's out of session, so it's a good possibility that it's going to be next year before we can get this corrected and everything.
And it has to do with term length,
and you can't shorten a term length of somebody that's already in the office and stuff, so you can't do that. And that was one of the concerns that we had with our county attorney, and when he was working on this, and he worked very diligently to try to get this thing worked out. And once we sent it down, everything looked fine, but evidently whenever it got down there, some wording got changed around in it. And I'm not saying, you know, that was no intentions on anyone. It's just one of those things that they have so many bills that goes through. I think they had maybe about 17, 18 to 2,000 bills that they had to go through. Private acts are one of the things that they go over at the last of session. If they had went over it in the beginning of sessions, you know, we could have probably caught it. Somebody would have probably caught it. But they go over the private acts right at the last days of session. And it was a glitch in it to where that Civil District 1 and Civil District 4 are the two districts that I'll be running for school board members this year. And the way it was written up was that you'd be electing two school board members, but the one that got the most votes would hold a four-year term, and the one that got the second most votes would hold a two-year term. And that way, that would bring it up in the 2018 election to where that two-year term would drop off. But the one with four-year term would continue running.
With the new board.
With the new board. And then you would be you'd be elected one school board member per district for a four-year term.
Okay. On that note, let's take a little short break again. Like I said, we're so proud of our sponsors, and we want to make sure that we get every word in that we can about them, and also get in everything we need to talk about, too, don't we?
Yeah, but them sponsors are what, yeah, absolutely. We love them. Love y'all.
Okay, break. We'll be back just in a second.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down, 243-5574, to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina. As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265. Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right. We're still here. Mayor, I know the thing with the school board, it doesn't affect our election this year. We're still doing the same procedure. So
you'd be electing two school board members regardless. You know, it's just like I said, you know, the county attorney and the state attorneys are going to be in conversation. I know that they're waiting on a call to discuss this, but it appears that, and I got off the phone and was on the phone with Senator Beavers this morning, and she she certainly regrets it, and that the wording and everything got messed up like it did. But it appears if they don't look like it's anything that they can do about it right now until next year's session, but it will be next year. She said it will be corrected, and it'll prolong it and push it out till the next election. As far as that goes, is when it will go into effect. But you'll be electing two school board members this year.
Okay. All right. What else we got going that I know from the meeting the other night?
We got, of course, the audit committee. We had an update with that. We've got an audit committee that was that we had set in place a couple of years ago, and they gave a brief update on that. And also, the commissioners made a motion to give Mr. Smith, David Smith, with the Upper Cumberland Solid Waste Landfill permission to start the process of advertising. He's going to expand the existing landfill. And there's a lot of things that you know you got to go through as far as the Jackson Law and all that. And he wants to do it correctly. We all want to do it correctly. And I commend him on that. And so they give him the permission to go ahead and start with the advertisement and stuff like that. So you'll be seeing some of that come up in the next few months and stuff on that, because the landfill, that is something that we've got to have one. I mean, and nobody really wants it in their backyard, but I mean, still yet, you know, we still got to have it. And they do a good job. They do a real good job down there.
Now, those things are kind of like oil wells, aren't they? That's something that you really don't care anything about your neighbor having one next to you, but it sure does smell good on your land.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they give permission to get that started, and we certainly appreciate the efforts that David's putting forth on that. Also, if I may, Thomas, the commission voted in a motion to change the minute, or change the planning, or change the meeting, I'll get you right here in a minute, of our upcoming May planning meeting is moved to June the 6th. And then at our June court meeting will be moved to June the 20th. So Memorial Day is coming up, and they always put that out, plan to move that a little bit. But they wanted to move it to June the 6th, which will be the planning. May 30th meeting will not take place because of the Memorial Day holiday. But we did that for another reason too, budget time, and it's kind of pushing everything out to where that, we went over the county general budgets. The budget committee has met twice, and they pretty much went over all the county general budgets. We like the, highway department budget and the school budget. And that, will give them an opportunity to present their budget. Either at the June 6th meeting or the June 20th meeting. And when you come down getting closer to the end of the fiscal year, that's whenever our office can give the commissioners a better overall of what our revenue is, and closing out everything, because a lot of times you'll have outstanding checks and stuff like that that you've not balanced out with. So getting a little bit closer to the end of the fiscal year, and it'll help the school as well to try to, you know, get their budget more accurate, you know, so that they can present it to the county commission.
I think through all the things that we had this year with the school budget, we did run into some, I guess, maybe some opposing language from different areas, didn't we, that didn't agree with each. That's resulted in some statewide changes to the budget process for the school systems, hasn't it?
It has, and the whole budget process has been changed, and that result, you're exactly right, and that was one of the reasons why that this got looked at, and the bill went through the House and the Senate with no opposition, that the budgets come August 31st, if the county commission and the school board hasn't agreed on a budget, by operation of law, they would automatically get the maintenance of effort. And so the budget process don't stop. I mean, it's not going to prolong it. It's going to keep it going so that, you know, the school systems will get their BEP funding, and that the county government can continue to operate. Before, you know, you get to the August the 31st, and if you didn't have a resolution passed by your appropriations or your tax levy, you could lose your spending authority, and we didn't want that to happen, and that's what almost happened to us last year. And the legislature says we don't want to see that happen anymore. So a lot of work went into this bill this year. I went to Nashville, a few trips down there, and working with the comptroller's office as well as all the other associations and stuff. And they all worked hard on trying to get this. That don't mean it's going to be perfect, but it's a start. And I appreciate everybody that worked on this bill, and I know it's going to be good for not only for both parties. I mean, for both parties, because school system as well as the county general.
And we can't hopefully ever have that thread of interrupting the education process as we had.
Yeah.
So that's a good side of that. Okay, what else have we got? We've got a few minutes left. We're drawing nigh the end of the day again, and they thought we'd have trouble holding conversation for an hour.
Two old guys like us, I can always think of something to say, and certainly want to remember all the mothers coming up this weekend. It's Mother's Day, and they're very precious. If you're still blessed to have your mother, be sure that you give her a phone call or give her, stop by and give her a hug and kiss and tell her how much you appreciate her. And because when you don't have them with you anymore, you certainly miss them. I wish that I had the opportunity to go down to Willow Grove and sit out on the front porch with Mama. Me and her sit out there many a night till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning in the summertime and just sit out there and talk. And mothers are they're very precious to us. And we certainly want to wish all the mothers out there a very, very, very happy and blessed Mother's Day coming up this weekend. Also, if I may, if you've been down to the office, down to the complex, you've noticed, in the past few months that a lot of the American Legion has been working on the veterans' photos and stuff down there, and they've got a couple of the shadow boxes, and we got them put up. There's been a monitor put on the wall down there as you go in, and they're going to be putting a continuous run of all the those that served in our country and those that lost their life, paid the ultimate price, as well as everyone that in the past and then also in the present. And that's one of the reasons why that you made that announcement earlier about some, that they're wanting to try to gather all the information they possibly can so that it would be run on this monitor, so it'll be continuously running down there all the time, and you can walk in and sit down. I think they come up with about 1,400 different photos.
Hey, I guess we might ought to announce our birthday cake winner today. We're getting close to
shut
the barn door.
All right, yeah.
Miss Bonnie Denton is the winner of today's birthday and anniversary cake, and we want to remind everyone now to call to 243-5574 here at the courthouse, and I think we've got our technical problems solved. And if you called in last week and you didn't get your settlement on here, give us a call back and just don't give up on us. Sometimes, we have little glitches and things. And remind everyone that you can send me an email at courthouse@infoed.com, and I'll get it there. And we appreciate everyone listening here each week. We try to keep some of the folks updated. I know we've got a little musical over at the women's building this weekend. The softball team is sponsoring a little variety show over there on Friday night and Saturday night. Another thing we forgot to mention, you see all the stuff in the parking lot out at Rite Aid. I think they're getting ready to do a big remodeling job in there. I think maybe in the range of $1 million update or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's right.
Things are really looking up. But once again,
happy birthday, Bonnie.
Yes. And happy birthday to all of our celebrants.
Absolutely, everyone.
And we want to remind you that we'll be back here again next week, and that we're on tonight at 6 o'clock with a rebroadcast of this. And if you get out and tell your neighbors that if they were working at this time, hopefully they were working, and they can come in tonight and sit down and relax and listen to us for an hour at 6 o'clock tonight here on WBFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we thank always the Clay County Chamber and the three-star program that helped make this program possible each week. And we'll sign off, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again here at the same time, same channel next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.